You know why I tell you to go to a physical church? I realize you are the church. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. But do you know if a man does not go to where there's another group of believers, and we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You've heard me teach on that many times. And we are the church, but the average person, if they don't go to church, a building where there's people teaching God's word, the average person will never learn anything about God's word. You have to go to meetings where somebody has done their study. And, you know, there's only a handful of people that have done that study. I think about, of course, I was raised up in one of the biggest denominations there is in Southern Baptist. You know, I was a Southern Baptist, but after I got back from Vietnam, from the war, and started reading the Bible, I had a lot of questions. Now, I didn't have those questions before. Why? Because I'd never read the Bible. So I didn't have those questions. But I began to see things about things that we could do as Christians. I began to see the power that was given to us and how we could pray and get God to answer our prayer. I'd go to some of my pastors and my doctors of theology, and I'd ask them about one of those. What does that mean where it says in Matthew 18:19, if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask him, he'll do it. And they would spend 30 minutes explaining away what God said in one line. You know, that was for the apostles, Thurman. He was talking to them. That was not to us. We can't pray like that. Those kind of things don't work. I said, you mean here you are a PhD in a seminary, and you're telling me that God doesn't mean what he says? Well, it's not what he meant. You misunderstood it. You misinterpreted it. And so after many questions, of course, then I got into demons, you know, which we don't talk about in the Baptist church at all. Don't mention. In fact, Pentecostal people sometimes don't even want to talk about demons. You know, I've taught in churches, you know, where I would start to talk about demons, and the pastor would ask me at the break. He said, "Thurman, will you please lay off of those demons? We don't like those." Okay, it's mostly Assembly of Gods, you know, but some of them do believe in demons. And of course, you know, when I asked my pastor, "Is it possible for me to, as a Christian, have a demon?" "Oh, absolutely not. It's impossible. You can't have one." Well, I mean, you know, that sounds good, but I found out it's not true, you know. And so finally I went to the Lord and asked him, "Can I have one?" And of course, one day he revealed to me as a born again, spirit filled, Holy Ghost filled child of God that I had a demon living in my body, a spirit of infirmity. And I said, "Lord," I said, "that woman in Luke 13:11, she was all bowed over and she had that demon. But Lord," I said, "I'm not sick and I'm not weak. So what is it?" And he told me clearly, he said, "The demon, the spirit of infirmity is living in your body is your athlete's foot." I'd had it for years. I said, "Lord, athlete's foot is a demon?" And he said, "Yes, son. You know, and in my name, you have authority over it. Cast it out." Well, I did. And it left, and I ain't never had it since. You know, now that was a great revelation to me. That showed me, number one, that a Christian, which I knew I was one, can have a demon. And they're not always what I think they are. You know, they're not this big 17-foot-tall beast, you know, with long fingernails, although they can be, but they can be a little microscopic critter that's in your body. And they can cause all kinds of harm in your body. Now then, I got to read this little letter. It's really, really good. This is a grandmother and her grandson. Augie is the name, as told to his grandmother, Vicky. "I can't even remember if I ever could see out of my left eye. So I guess I can honestly say that I believe I was born blind in my left eye. Anyway, when I was 4 years old, my mother took me to have a physical, and the doctor did an eye exam. I passed the physical, and I flunked the eye test. The doctor encouraged my mother to take me to see an eye specialist and was given a couple of names as well as these known eye doctors in the Fort Worth area. An appointment was made. It was determined I was legally blind in my left eye. The vision was said to be over 2300 in my left eye. My grandpa and my grandma would tell me how it broke their hearts when I would misjudge my distance and walk into a wall or walk into a sliding door. Very soon after I was fitted with a pair of glasses with a very thick left lens, looking back at some of my school pictures, you would first notice a big pair of glasses on a small frame boy. Going into school, my grandparents were concerned about the social stigma of young kids wearing thick lens glasses. My grandma worried that kids might bully me, and my grandpa, who is also blind in his left eye, suffered with other kids making fun of him when he was in his early grades by being called Old Four Eyes or Blind Billy. Both grandpa and I have this disease, often called the lazy eye disease. Why is it that people make fun of people when they're not normal? I guess it's because we don't teach them, right? You know, it's got to be because mothers and fathers, you know, where do children learn that? From mothers and fathers. You know, if they had a mother and father that never done that, chances are they wouldn't do it either. But anyway, I can honestly say that my mother taught my sister and me to be very independent and handle whatever situations that faced us with honest integrity. So we have always made friends easily and never suffered with name calling or being made fun of. Sonia, my sister, and I do not make fun of other kids who might be in similar situations. I have always strived to be a good friend and to let others see the real sun, S-O-N, shine in me. I know you know what I mean, the real sun, like Christ. I also know that prayer has helped my mother and grandparents who are in constant prayer for me too. In kindergarten, I had to wear patches over my eyes, and my friends always treated me as an awesome friend and wanted me on their terms. Then I would start to wear thicker lenses, and yet I continued to do very well in school and in whatever extracurricular activities I was involved in, which is flag football, soccer, trampolines, dance, gymnastics, and so forth. In October of 2009, my mother and grandparents were having many sleepless nights over me and my problem with asthma. I have asthma so serious that at times we have no other choice but to go to the emergency room immediately. My mother decided she was going to step out in faith and give my asthma to God. Wow, what a mother. She and my grandparents were going to pray around the clock as the asthma was taking a toll on my body. Just think what we could do if we decided to pray in faith all the time for everything. Isn't that amazing? That same month in 2009, my grandparents invited my mother, Sonia, and I to attend a healing school in Justin. Uh-oh. The evangelist was Thurman Scrivener, who had recently spoken at a healing school in Hobbs, New Mexico, where my grandparents live. I just happened to be in Hobbs for one of the services, and Grandma asked for one of the associate pastors, a man by the name of Dave, to pray for my bad eye. David did, and I remember what an impression he made on my heart. Back to Justin now. After the teaching class, as I was praying, the Lord spoke to my heart and told me to take my glasses off and lay them on the altar. I thought, what? I heard in a clear voice the Lord repeat to me, Augie, take your glasses off and lay them on the altar. But I thought, I am here for my asthma. So I walked up and told my mother, and mother said, okay, Augie, obey the Lord. In other words, isn't that something? I mean, as an 11-year-old boy, but you know, I don't belittle this 11-year-old boy at all for doing this, because I think how many times God tells us as adults to do something and we don't obey either. Y'all know where I'm coming from, right? We have all been there and done it. We thought, no, that couldn't be. You know, where'd that come from? We're looking around. So I walked up and told my mother, and mother said, okay, Augie, obey the Lord. The same inner voice told me, you will share this story with many. I walked up to the altar. I left my glasses and went back into the line of people who were waiting for the evangelist and his wife to pray for their needs. When it was my turn, I told Pastor Scrivener that I was having bad asthma attacks and I really needed prayer. We all prayed and believed in agreement, claiming victory in Jesus' name. I continued to have threats of asthma, even to the point of my mother calling my grandparents in the middle of the night telling me that I was having bad attacks. We would all kneel and cry out to the Lord for victory. That summer, I attended a church camp at Cook Canyon Ranch in Ruidoso, New Mexico. I was assured in my heart that my healing was coming soon, and I naturally thought God was going to heal my asthma. I had such a peace at those altars, and I even went forward and accepted the Lord into my life, but God assured me, though through the word, that He was with me. This spring, my mother, my sister, and I moved to North Carolina. We were very excited to make the move. I asked my mother what about church camp and how I wanted to go back to Cook Canyon Ranch. My grandparents even asked my mother to please let my sister and I go back out to New Mexico for church camp. My mother and grandmother were able to make arrangements so we could all go. Mom, my sister, and my grandmother were going to volunteer to work at the camp, and I was going to be able to do the zip line and have a great outing experience. Once again, experience the word and visit those altars. Well, the adjustment to North Carolina had been an interesting move. Right off, I knew I would have to locate new doctors and specialists. In late May, I was experiencing some problem with my eyes and believed it was allergies. Then my eyes sometimes felt like it was sunburn. So I told my mother, and she made an appointment with an eye doctor. We arrived for the appointment, and after the exam, the doctor told my mother, Augie has 20/20 in his right eye and 20/30 in his left eye. My mother said, you mean 2300. Isn't that where we live? Isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
That's where we live. You know, we should have been expecting the Lord to do something mighty here instead of saying, when the doctor says, you're virtually healed, that no, doc, you don't understand. But I've been there and done that, Lord, so I forgive her. My mother said, you mean 2300 in his left eye? The doctor looked at my chart and said, no, he has 20/20 in his right and 20/30 in his left. My mother once again said, you must be mistaken. Augie is blind in his left eye. He has this terrible disease, and this is why we came to see you. You are an eye doctor, are you not? Does that sound just like us? If our God wasn't a merciful God, we wouldn't get nothing from Him, would we? We are so dense, I'll tell you. Wow, praise the Lord. Thank you that you're so merciful to us.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Sight Restored, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.